In the following verse, they ask, by what power, by what name you guys then did this? By what power, by what name you can do this? The meaning, they look at the miracle, they don't understand. They see, they cannot deny it. But they have another follow-on question. It's by what name? It's not by what power you can do this? So that's a question we're gonna prepare to answer. Hallelujah. That's so simple. Each time I go to a special darkness place, I just show the miracles. I just show what God can do. And then they will ask Christians, by what power, by what name you have this? And tell me about it. And then you can talk about this living Jesus, that recreation power you have in you. See, those people in the darkness, they don't understand. Those gang members come to me for the power of God. They don't understand what they experience. They experience something so real, but they don't know what it is. I talk about the young lady look at me and say, I don't want to see you. But he on the power of God for hours cannot get back. He tried to get up, cannot get up. So he told whole life got changed and tell me what's going on my life. I say, it's Jesus come to your life. Amen. So it's by what power, by what name you can do this. So the easier way to preach the gospel is just show the miracles, the such a recreation power we have in us. You must have throw out that relationship. You must know this Jesus. When Jesus called on his disciple, come to be with me, and then send them two by two, come out to preach the gospel. You must have received the Holy Ghost come by you, receive the power, become the testimony. Not just a testimony to go out, preach the gospel. You are living the testimony of Christ living in you. Hallelujah. That's why we need to fill with the Holy Ghost, so we can live out the Christ. Hallelujah. And people look at you, they can see Jesus.
Yeah.
You must have that confidence, then you can shake the people, say, this Jesus is real in you. You can say, this Jesus go with me all the time. He will do the same. You can lay hold that. You have no fear at all. You have no worry at all. The God is in me is much powerful on this earth. I say one time, if we have that reality, the God is in me. The creator of the whole universe is in me. I have no fear at all. If I have that revelation to me, such a power, such a reality, this living Jesus. One time I traveled from village to village and Lord just say, bring all sick people to come and just begin to heal them. I said, Lord, I never done this before. I never see anyone do this. That's too strange. This is too weird. Just heal them. And I said, Lord say, obey. So I bring all the sick people to come and I say, in Jesus' name, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. And one by one, look for the power of God and get back to get healed. I said, Lord, I never see this before. I tried to meet more spiritual, you know, for the third person. I said, Lord, that's too simple. Lord, I pray more spiritually. Lord, help me, Lord. Or I pray a long prayer and nothing happened. See, and God humbled myself, learned the simple way. Just speak the one word and get people healed and get people delivered. Hallelujah. See, when... Hallelujah. It's not by man's wisdom, by the power and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Then Jesus at that time, when he ministered, just one word, get people healed, get people delivered. He didn't pray a long prayer. His word come with such authority. Hallelujah. Even those people get shocked. What kind of authority he has? Why he can do those things? And think of marvelous and look at him. Because such a God in him and bring those ministry. So Jesus said, that's my ministry. Do you want it? You know, that's my ministry. I travel from one place to another. I heal all the sick. I just preach and teach. I do the same thing. And still, right now, he can do the same thing here. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not stranger to me. Wherever I go, he do the same thing. Sometimes people tell Los Angeles is impossible to happen like this. I say, no way. Hallelujah. My God didn't change. Hallelujah. One time in a house meeting in the Los Angeles, I have one old sister deaf for 18 years. You know, just sit beside me. And very simple. After I share the message, I pray for her, fall on the power, didn't see any manifestation, just get back. And suddenly get healed, everything get clear. He can hear the people talking all over the room, and she begins smile. the heart is already rejoicing, but the problem is going on the head. She wants to get the machine back on because she has used that for 18 years. Instantly God hear her and he cannot believe it. He said, no, that's too simple. It's impossible. That's too simple. He tried to get that thing on back on. He said, no, don't put that on. Sometimes God doing, we cannot accept it. It's too simple. But God's simple. Hallelujah. He just uses his small finger. He can finish a big job. You know, we just know what kind of God we have. No, people today in prayer, I don't like people come to prayer and ask me this question, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, usually I don't like that because they tell God how difficult you cannot solve this problem. He take all of my faith away. Instead, you should know what kind of God you have. Hallelujah. Don't tell him how much trouble your problem is. Just begin to know how big God you have. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then you're going to see the things begin to change. Hallelujah. So we need to find out what they have. We must have. Okay. And then those enemy of God begin to marvelous. Because look at this Peter and John. Say, by what power, by what name you can do this? And Peter began to answer, say, the only one thing is the name of Jesus, the one you crucified, and God raising him up. And the same power now is flowing through us. The recreation power raised Jesus from the dead 3 days. And that same power can be available to us and flowing through us and by the name of Jesus. And Peter gave him that two answers. That's very important because in them, there's a Sadducees. They don't believe that people can raise up from the dead. And Peter gave the answer and really, face the enemy of unbelief. There are two unbelief there. One unbelief first, they don't believe Jesus come as a son of living God. He can do those signs and wonder miracles, but they deny he's coming from the Lord. They deny he's the son of God. So there's one unbelief because he's just kept the son. They receive him not. But second unbelief is when Jesus raised from the dead and began to appear to them, but they still not believe. Even go through that greatest miracle, the living Jesus now, not just in the flesh, but now in the spiritual sense, now appear to them and also demonstrate through those apostles, but they still unbelieve. So there's a double unbelief there. And Peter there is trying to correct them. He said, first things, when that Jesus come as a cup in the sun, as a humble himself, but you guys crucify him. You didn't accept him. That's the first thing you did. But second thing, now he arises. He arises. He got all authority. Now he's not in the physical body, but in the spiritual body. And now dropping us and demonstrates those miracles. But you still not believe. And today, still in the church, today, still in religious world, those people still not believe. There's a living Christ. There's such power in that name of Christ. Hallelujah. And Saint Jesus is marvelous. Those people still not believe. Even he's come back in the spiritual body, drawing us. You know, sometimes I get sad. I go to one charismatic church and we celebrate the East. And in that day, in the Easter, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And suddenly Jesus walked into the room so tangibly. You can sense that presence. And I'm so marvelous. I can sense Jesus appear to us and say, peace be with you. I lie. But most of the people there don't know what to do. Because they just come to a celebration. They don't want to meet with the living Christ appear to them. That's sad. That's sad. You can your all religious program, but you miss the whole thing. You miss the most important person. He come to his own people, and these own people still don't recognize his recreation power. That's the whole meaning to celebrate the Easter. He's coming back. It's not in the drama, not in the program, but he literally walk into a room and show out himself. But still people not receive him as who he is. So we need to have such a hunger to know this reality of Jesus Christ in a tangible way. You know, if you have met him, it's going to affect every area of your life. Not just your ministry, I mean your life has changed. You know, you go everywhere, you want to share about this Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to let them know this Jesus is so alive in you. Hallelujah. Like kinder you, wherever you go, you're like a fire burning. Hallelujah. I want to see people burning. Hallelujah. On like fire. Sometimes in China, those are simple people. I say, after I preach, the fire is going to come down from heaven. I'm not Elijah, but somehow God gave me the calling, just call down the fire from heaven. But this fire is not a literal fire, it's a spiritual fire. Well, set your heart on fire. One time I was just kidding with Jesus. I say, oh, bring down the fire. Oh, but I didn't see this literal fire like Elijah see though. But and Lord very, very smart and answered me. What happened is the literal fire come down. I say, oh, then we get burned. We get burned. But I say the things in the spirit is more real in the physical. The Old Testament is just only a shadow. So the spiritual fire is more real than the physical fire. So we need that fire to come down. In the courtyard, the Chinese people look down to the heaven. They clean the whole courtyard waiting for that fire to come down. There's such expectancy. Watch to receive that fire and turn the whole region on fire. Amen. After that service. One service turned the whole region on fire. Because everyone catch that fire from heaven and turn become the fire branches for Christ. Hallelujah. So we need that fire to come down, to consume us. Hallelujah. God is a fire. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah. No one can stop. No one can control the fire. He go wherever he like. Hallelujah. And we need that fire to consume us. And then those people look at the Peter and John. They marvelous. They have one conclusion. This guy is so bold. They see the boldness in them. I say, how come they are so bold? They are not fear anything. They are so bold in front of all the opposition, all the persecution. They stand firm and preach this Christ. And not only that, they marvelous. This man, just ordinary man, fishman, they are uneducated people. And they wonder, what's the difference there? How come they have such a boldness, such a power, there's authority in them, even though they are uneducated fishermen, ordinary men? And there's a conclusion there. The next sentence say, you know, they have been with Jesus. They recognize they have been with Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only thing matters. So even the enemy, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they can see the difference. They see that those guys have been with Jesus. Why they have this conclusion? Because Jesus is an outstanding man. He's not ordinary man at all. In the physical, he's an ordinary, you know, carpenter's son. But in the spirit, he's an outstanding man. He do the things that no man did before. He do the all kind of miracles, and he speaks things with a power, with authority. And those Pharisees, Sadducees, have watched him for over 3.5 years. They know Jesus. And now they look at this, those disciples, they see a different man. This is not Peter we know before. Oh, this Peter has been changed on the upper room. Now he has something that Jesus has. Yes. He must be with that Jesus. I don't know what happened. They have been with him 3.5 years, but I didn't see much happening. But in that one instance, in that one encounter in the upper room, now is everything changed. This guy's become like Jesus. Because Jesus is radical, so we become radical. Hallelujah. Because he's outstanding, we become outstanding. Because he's marvelous, we become marvelous. That's why even the enemy of God look at the Peter and John, they can see Jesus. We're not talking about just believers. We're talking about those person persecute the Christians. But even they can tell, this guy has been with Jesus. That's why that's a difference. They have such boldness. They can speak with such authority like Jesus did at that time. And the secret is they have been with him. They probably don't know what happened in the upper room. But Jesus coming, Jesus taking the lordship, Jesus occupied every empty room there, and Jesus began to flow out in them. So they see the difference now. And they marvel. And also the incredible, outstanding miracle, they didn't have no word to say at all. They say, what should we do? But they cannot do it because all the people begin to believe in those apostles, all the people begin to give glory to God, all the people begin to protect them, you know, even the officials, they don't dare to touch them. That happened in China. Our ministers sometimes go into the jails. Those of new believers just get saved in the crusades, standing in the prison door, standing in the front of the police station in tears, ask the official to release people. Sometimes they're surrounding the whole police station until the official is afraid there's gonna turn a riot. The police have to give up those people because they are innocent. Because stir up the city, wherever we go, we turn the town upside down. We sometimes go to synagogue. Oh, that means the now official church will bring the people. Sometimes whole official church become empty because all people get converted when they hear the real gospel. They will join the house churches. Hallelujah. Sometimes we empty the whole building. Hallelujah. The official church have a big, very big church, very beautiful church, but nobody inside. Because we have Paul and John just go into there and tell them the real Jesus come to the temple. It's not in this building. He's living in our house, in our heart. And those people just won't follow the real Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes I say today, people worship in the temple, but there's a temple, there's a church, there's a Bible, there's an even minister, but there's no God. There's no Ark of Covenant in house. No wonder you don't see any power. Because God today moving, hallelujah. He's moving in the tent, hallelujah. He's moving in the tent, in a humble tent, hallelujah. And he can carry such a power, he can carry such a life, and show real church is in you, hallelujah. You're living Christ, you are living temple, hallelujah. And you have that many living temple walking around all over China, hallelujah. The enemy in dangers, hallelujah. We go to valleys, we go to allies, we go to house, you know, we just bring Jesus everywhere we go, hallelujah, hallelujah. You turn the whole nation upside down, hallelujah. And church is not a limit to the door, to the wall, hallelujah. Praise God. And then we find out another things. They try to forbid them, they try to persecute them, they try to forbid them to speak the name of Jesus. And Peter and John answer. This answer I like so much. Listen to you or listen to God, which one is right in God's sight? He didn't say in your sight, which one is right, but he said in God's sight, you know, which one is right? Should I listen to God or should I listen to you? Amen. Hallelujah. So we should have such boldness. Hallelujah. We should speak to the kings, speak to the officials, and say, who is in control? My Father is in control. Hallelujah. He have all, he owned all the farm, he owned all the factory, he owned everything. But he's in control. And we should show the assumption. You know, I'm not afraid of the officials. They try to find me now. We all in the top list. The leaders, we all in the top list in the government. But I know we sometimes say we really honored the government treat us so nice. so pay attention to us. We're just a humble people, but they so pay attention to us. You know, they pay attention to you because you stir up something. Hallelujah. Because something is going on in the air. Hallelujah. Recently, I got a broadcast to High Adventure Ministry. Now I broadcast to China. Hallelujah. And I speak to a million people. Hallelujah. And if you're non-believers, you are not religious people on that air. You are hate me. You don't like me at all. I proclaim every day, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lordship of the whole China. Now China gonna be revived. China gonna burn with the fire of God. And revival come to China. Hallelujah! Woo! So I just bombard the air every day with the word of God, with the promise of God, with the purpose of God. Hallelujah! So the program name is a revival song. There's a revival song in the air. I didn't know whether you're here or not. There's a revival song in the air. That's the character of my meeting in China. My meeting is seldom quiet. It's always noisy. Great noise come up. Sometimes I don't like it, but just Holy Spirit come, he will let you know he's here. You have no doubt it. But when he leaves, it's quiet. But when he comes, it's such a noise, you know, and shake the whole place. Sometimes we meet in a small village, home village, you will notice. Because the noise is so loud, you know, from miles away, people can hear it. And what's going on here? What's going on? You know, sometimes we, you know, such a power got moved from the house. And sometimes I remember I go to one meeting, I only have 2 hours, 1 hour preaching, 1 hour ministry to people. And such a noise falling there. And then I go out, I have to leave because I rush to next place. And when I go to the car and people follow me, you know, about 30 or 40 people just follow me one prayer because I don't have time to pray for everyone. So they just follow me and we'll walk in and see people running after me. I know they want that anointing. They want to be touched by God. So in the farmer row, you know, there's a two sides farm. And then I say, all right, I just go by and lay hands on them, and they fall black and right in the farmer's field. And you look, it's all body, you know, scattered around in the farmer's field. Sorry, let's go. Wow. But God show up wherever we go. Hallelujah. Sometimes in the restaurant, whole restaurant got changed. Sometimes in the farmers on the open field, you know, people just begin to feel with Holy Spirit and fall on the power of God. And people don't understand what's going on. But gradually through the miracles, God began to tell them. See, we don't have to advertisement, we just let God to speak through the testimony, just sometimes one miracle turn the whole city upside down. Now I see the people demonized, you know, they say, curse me and say, you go to the fire lake, you are defeated. No, I tell him to be defeated and tell me I'm defeated. But at night, get delivered and say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, hallelujah. The whole life changed and then begin to tell all the people, you know, in his village and begin to spread out. You don't have to do a thing, just let God to perform it. Hallelujah. And God will tell it. Hallelujah. So here, the Peter and John say, I must tell this testimony. What I see, what I heard, I cannot hold on to myself. Too much to talk. I can show you testimony after testimony all day long. I used to preach for the long meetings. Usually we have a 5 o'clock to the night. So I have long meetings. I don't care. I can preach 20 some days, no stop. That's complete from power of God. Sometimes I don't know what to preach. And I stand in the platform, I begin to talk and all day long. Hallelujah. And travel praise to praise and see God demonstrate. And not just preach. I want this one to come to confirm my messages. I didn't bring my credentials, sorry. But my credentials is the Holy Ghost. He come to confirm that every message has been preached. And I just wonder in awe. You know, sometimes in whole day I can preach a lot, I can preach healing, I preach deliverance, I can preach holy life, I preach different sermons. And God come confirm every one of them. So every meeting I just wait and finish time, because ministry time I want God to make war become fresh into every life. Oh. We listen so many sermons, we listen so many good teachings, but what we need is not just teaching alone. You need that war become fresh into your life. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So that's why I give God the opportunity after preach, allow Holy Spirit to come to put that word become fresh into each life. So not just preaching, but allow him to make that into people's life. Not just a good sermon and come back next time. But sometimes you must be careful. Because one day we're going to be judged everything we heard or be teach about. Oh. Because China, we don't have many good teachers or good sermons, but we believe everything we learn and we begin to do it. If God say you can raise our dead, we're gonna find some dead people to pray for. No, we not just give a good grade. Oh, he is a good preacher. We become the good listener by not doing the work of the word we listen to. You know, sometimes in the United States, I preach, people come after me. Oh, such a good sermon. Oh, such a good preacher you are. I say, oh. Why? Because if that preacher is good, they will humble themselves, will knee down to their knees, weeping before the Lord. Then I would say, that's a good sermon. It really impacts their life. And they cause them to humble and cry out for God for mercy and have a fear of God in their heart. Then I would be a good sermon. Oh. If they just come to compromise me and they say, oh, that's good, that's good. Oh. I'm ashamed of myself. See, because I want no recognition. I want God's approval. His delight. His can change people's life. You know, and people, you know, I want to see people will tremble before Him. That's what I did early on when in the worship, when you say, what awesome mighty God we have, and tremble before His presence. Today, church in the United States lacks one thing, the fear of God. I talk about fear, it causes you to tremble and causes you to humble yourself. And we didn't know what that is. Because Jesus in many times appeared to disciples, say, don't be feared, don't be afraid. Because when He show out His awesome power, show out His spiritual authority, and people get scared. That happened to me many, many times. But one time, like Moses cried out, Lord, show Your glory, show Your glory. And when He did it, I scared to death. I said, sorry, I don't know what I asked for. That's too much, too close, too close. I almost dying. I looks like I want to find a hole to hide myself. I like a small dog, I just cannot stand in that presence. Too holy, such a holy ground. I cannot stand one more minute. And those speak to me, that's what you want. But I say, it's not, I don't want to give to you because you are not ready yet. And so each time I come to the Lord, expand my life. Expand my life so I can see more of Your glory. I can take hold more of Your glory. But that take the path of death. You know, today people say more anointing, more power. But the Lord answers more suffering, more persecution, more death to yourself.
Amen.
You want to go up? Then go down first.
Yes. Yes.
So sometimes we don't know what we ask for. We don't know how much price it's gonna pay. And so sometimes we tremble. Sometimes in China, I pray, Lord, send revival, come down like a fire. And the whole room just collapse. And for a couple hours, cannot stop. And one of the leader and me just walk. We just stand there and look and scare and fear. It's Lord, if you come too close, I don't know what to do. Now I hold my tables in trembling. And one time in the prayer meeting in the United States, one sister prayed the same exact prayer I pray in the Isaiah chapter 64. Lord, come down from heaven. I listen and begin to hold my tables. But nothing happened though. Because her definition and my definition is different now. Because I know what an awesome God is. I know what holiness is. Because I go through that revelation, change my whole life. It's not something in here, but something in here. When I talk about holiness, I know I cannot stand one more minute in that holy ground. I know how holy that is. So sometimes we want revival. Sometimes I come with a two kind of mixed feeling. One feeling is good. It's so energy, so good to be present with the Lord. But sometimes I get fear. Because when you get too close, there's a holiness in it. Something you can let go in the past, no more. You're gonna deal with it. You cannot stay in that holy ground unless, you know, you get rid of those things in your life. So sometimes you're scared to come too close. But it's good for us. Hallelujah. He's such a present come to change our life from one glory to another glory. Hallelujah. So they go back to report to their own people. Go back to their brother and sister to share what's happening. What God is doing among the Gentiles. What God gave them such boldness in midst of that persecution. And they begin to report. But one thing to notice here, when they report what God has done, no one gets scared. No one tries to think that this is too much. I usually say persecution is nothing exceptional or is a should be very normal things. It's nothing to to be wonder about. Oh, how come I go through this hardship? How come? It should be normal things. If you are really on fire for God, you're really in the revival. So one time in Hebei, in China, I have a group of young people. They already paid a huge price. They have no home. They have no home to return. They preach the Christ, be persecuted. The government official come to the home and you know, take away all the things they have in the house. They have no home to return to. Take away all the belongings. They only have their Bible, one piece of clothes, and they're on the way all the time. They from one house to another house, preach wherever they go. So I go to this area and then begin to hold the meetings. They heard from very far away. They travel 8 hours in one group, about 15 of them travel to this meeting, just want to see me. And when I look, those people pay the heavy price to preach the gospel. And I try to comfort them, you know, from man's point of view. Oh, you do so much for the Lord. Oh, you really pay the price. I try to comfort them. I see them go through a hard time. But when that day I stay on the platform, and God gave me a different message. Instead, comfort them, God gave me a very strong message to challenge them. Now, usually I preach very harsh in China. And here I become more soft. I don't know why, because sometimes God knows how much you can take. I say, God's an honor, if you are mature enough, God knows you can take the hard word. And he's going to speak very strong to challenge you. If you see you just small children, you just give you, you know, software, give you going. So I see those people, it goes through so tough things, and God speaks very strong. What God's saying is that no more hiding after Pentecostal. They only hide before the Pentecostal on the small room when they heard their Lord being crucified. But after the Pentecostal, receive the Christ, receive that fire into their bones, they no more hiding anymore. Even though they have faced such persecution, they gather together and cry out louder than to God. And God answered louder also. Hallelujah. So, no more hiding at all. So I challenge this. What kind of anointing you want? What kind of fire you want? You want what they have on Acts chapter 2, and you cannot hide anymore. You must go out and preach the gospel wherever you go. And God gonna confirm with sign and wonder, and fire God gonna flow through you. And in that afternoon, the final meeting, I just walk in the room, whole room on fire. It's like a fire furnace, like a dynamite about to explode. You can sense in the atmosphere. It's like a bomb in there. I just snatch the fire, gonna whole thing gonna explode. And those 15 people on the first row, they are first one to be touched. The fire God come down from heaven, consume them for hours on the floor. For hours, burn with that fire. And then, what I heard afterward, that day they go out again. They get back on fire and go out again, preach the gospel even more boldly. Hallelujah. That exactly happened like in Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. They asked the Lord, say, Lord, they're not against us. They're against you.
Yes.
They are not come after us. They are come after you because we bear your name. That's the name by your name we proclaim this gospel. By your power we proclaim this gospel. They are come after you, not after me. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. But it's you. They are not against me. They're against you. And you are the supreme court. Hallelujah. You are highest judge. Hallelujah. I'm not pleading this cause with any government official. I'm go to my judge. Hallelujah. He is highest judge on this earth. He is the supreme court of all. Hallelujah. And I have deal my case with him. And he will make a notice. Hallelujah. He will judge these things. He will come with such a judgment. In China, we see the judgment instantly too. So I say, don't come too close to revival, because the blessing come, the judgment come too. You can see in the right next chapter, when they try to deceive the Holy Ghost, instant drop to death. We see that happen in China, such authority to a point, and even Gentiles afraid of you. Such judgment come and deal with the people against with God. But it's not me, it's God. And they touch your anointing. They talk about against the anointing, and we are the anointing one. We are his body. That's why we need anointing. We need everyone under anointing, and that means to God. A key is every member in the church which serve God must be anointed. I don't care what kind of education, I don't care what kind of ability you have, you must be anointed. In the Old Testament, without oil anointing you, you cannot go into the holy place to serving God. You drop to death. And people say, oh, it's okay, we don't see any people drop in death. I say, you don't notice the death happen not in the physical, in the spiritual. So we must bring that into the light to see it's a serious thing to stand before this king, to serve him. We must have anointing. That's why in the meeting usually we pray for everybody to be anointed, because we are in his body. We need the anointing to function as a body of Christ. And then the enemies come against the anointing, it's against the anointing one, which is Jesus. Hallelujah. And then they pray, Lord, in your servant name, Jesus, stretch your hand, perform the mighty miracle, sign and wonder, healing, and forbid not, we proclaim this name of Jesus. So they go out in a mighty way again. This time God answered that, grant that supplication. God even give them greater power, greater anointing, greater boldness again. Hallelujah. To preach all over they go, wherever they go. With a higher anointing, with a higher power, because God see the price they pay in the early on. God increase it and see people begin to move more boldly. You know, so I'm so happy to go to the place that's hard, that's a darkness. And usually that's where God move powerfully. If you dare to deal with that hardship. So usually I go to Xi'an. If you know, I just come back from Xi'an. It's a old capital of China, in the center of China. And there's an old city wall still there, 1,000 years. And they tell me it's impossible. You can do anything here. It's a hard ground. I said, my God, it's not impossible. I hate people to tell me impossible. Hallelujah. I like challenge. I like to see the impossible place become possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't tell me impossible. There's nothing impossible to my God, and He with me. Hallelujah. I have nothing to give, but my God is doing impossible. Hallelujah. So I see the God begin to move in that place and begin such a breakthrough in that whole area. And even the tradition gonna fall down. Even man's religion gonna fall down. Bow to this living Christ. Hallelujah. Whole place shaking. Hallelujah. We're not talking about building shaking. We're talking about men shaking. Hallelujah. The literal temple is shaking. Hallelujah. See those men shaking on the floor all over. In China, we not just fall on the power and just get back on. Usually, if they fall on the power, we need people to carry away. Because we don't have much bigger room, we have tiny praise. So usually we pray for one person, we just carry out. Pray one person, carry out. Just like this. And they just find some way outside to put it. They enjoy the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because so hungry. They come. Sometimes each leader has 1,000 people underneath. They have a lot of people. When they get it, 1,000 people gonna get it. I don't like conference sometimes. People just get blessed and go back home and still go back to the old living. Nothing changed. In China, we don't have a good meeting for the meeting's sake. We are all warriors. We are all soldiers. We are doing the business. Hallelujah. When they come, gather together, you've been charged up, be on fire, and go out and spread that fire wherever they go. So we're always on the run. Hallelujah. We're always on our duties. No time to rest. No time to vacation. Hallelujah. We fight from one battle to another battle. I fight through one battle to another battle. See all the victory like David because God be with him. Even before he is a king. Even before David become the king, he always have a victorious battle in every battle he faced. Because God is with him. That anointing is with him. He always be a victorious one because Jesus is with him. Hallelujah. Let's bow our head. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to come to visit us today, Lord, to touch many, many lives, Lord. Lord, we want to know this Jesus. We want to have a fellowship with you, Lord. There's the highest calling we have is have fellowship with Jesus Christ. We will know your suffering. We will know your persecution. We will know your crucifixion. Well, now we can know your victorious. We can know your power of recreation, oh God. Let's go through the same path you have go through. In that path, we're gonna find, we're gonna know you more and more, from glory to glory. So Lord, I pray for every man, every woman on this room. They've become a follower of Jesus Christ. They're not just for their own sake, oh God, but they want to have the kingdom of God, God's righteousness in them all the day of their life, Lord. They will live for Christ, not for themselves. Lord, put a challenge into their heart that they will become the follower of Jesus Christ. They want to live for you alone. Nothing else is matters, oh God. Put such a burning fire, like a passion into their heart. They want to follow this Jesus wherever they go. They will not just follow you, they're going to proclaim in Jesus. Hallelujah. People will see the difference because Jesus lives in us. We'll have a lordship in us. Take every area of life into submission into your hands, oh God. Lord, let your light shine into us today. Is there any area we are not surrounding? Is there any area we still hold on to ourselves? Lord, let your light come. Let us will be trembled before you, Lord. Nothing can hide before you. Let everything will be bowed to the knee. Let everything will surrender to your hands for master use, oh God. You can use anything, Lord, just use me. But may my life will be broken. May my life will be surrendered, Lord. It's not us waiting for you, but you waiting for us to help us in all your purpose, Lord, in all your hands, oh God. So Lord, what you did in those early disciples, those apostles, that reality Jesus come to them in a personal way, Lord, we ask for the same encounter, Lord, even in this hour. Just come to visit everyone with us, that we can fulfill your calling in our life. We can do the mighty things you have promised to us, oh God. Not for our own glory, Lord, but for your glory, for your purpose, for your kingdom. You are a mighty king. You are a mighty warrior that you are in our midst. I thank you, Lord. I bring all the glory, all the honor. We can share about you. We can talk about you. But more important, Lord, show your presence. Show your presence in this room so everyone gonna meet you face to face. Let them know this Jesus means much to me. Means much more than anything on this earth matters. Jesus is all in all. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.